Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, many parents are finding themselves caught out when their childminding service has to close due to staff shortages. This is a particular issue that crops up during the winter months as workers call in sick, often leaving parents scrambling late to make alternative plans for their children. So does Ireland have an infrastructure problem around this? To chat more about it, I'm joined now by Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, Frances Byrne. Frances, you're very welcome to the programme. And in all of my years using childminders and creches and Montessoris, I've never actually experienced this, where it's had to close last minute because of staff shortages. But it does happen. How common is it?
It's hard to know. Good evening to you, Ciarán, and thanks for having Early Childhood Ireland on. It's hard to know. We certainly have members throughout Ireland who will say things like, I absolutely get a knot in my stomach on Sunday evening. I'm going to get a text message. And then I may have to make a decision about closing a room. It's very unusual that a whole setting would be closed. But that said, some smaller ones that may only have one or two staff, providers need to be very careful, because we have, quite rightly, have very strict guidelines around ratios between adults and children. So that can force it if somebody is out. And look, this doesn't happen. There is an infrastructure problem. If I could answer your question very directly, which is that, unfortunately, historically, we haven't invested enough in early years and school age care. In other countries, this doesn't happen. Settings are allowed to be what would be considered here technically overstaffed. Because, of course, people are going to become sick. Of course, they're going to have to go to appointments. Their own children might become ill. So these issues don't arise elsewhere.
OK, so it's not that they have suddenly sort of extra spare capacity necessarily within the system elsewhere, but they have some flexibility with the regulations so that they can stay open at short notice for a short period of time if, for example, the ratios are wrong because a member of staff has called in sick.
Well, no, it's quite the opposite. So the ratios are in some ways better than ours. You require more adults, but you're allowed to have, a floating staff member, for want of a better word, would be built in other countries and other systems. Whereas here, because of the way the system is set up, it's set up through funding programs. On the one hand, you have staffing, but it isn't possible for the vast majority of settings, with some exceptions, to have somebody who is, of course, working away every day, but might be surplus to the ratio requirements. If I could explain it that way. These things are further complicated in Ireland by our complex system. So what Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that the sooner the better that the government can address the legacy that we have of underinvestment, these issues won't arise, and there will be the ability to have the requisite number of staff, including backup staff who might be able to either move between local settings or would be employed full time by a setting, but possibly be extra in a room one day of the week or whatever it might be.
If we were looking at the primary school sector, for example, and they have this situation where a teacher calls in sick last minute, they either generally put the children into another class, perhaps short term, or they will look for a substitute teacher. Is there a similar system, or should there be, in fact, a similar system in place here for the early learning sector, where there is sort of, a list of local people who have the qualifications, who have the vetting, and who are available short, last minute to come in and fill a gap where necessary? It works in our primary schools.
Well, in an ideal world, of course there should. And you've kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, one of the things that Early Childhood Ireland has been saying is that we need to take the best of what happens in primary education, including proper compensation for our highly qualified educators in early years and school age care settings, and put them on a par with teachers. That would greatly help. So there are definitely things that Ireland needs to do to start moving towards what other countries have, and that these issues don't arise, these workforce, these critical, as you've put it so well, infrastructure issues to do with staffing don't arise in other countries. And we need to get to a point where the professionals in our system are compensated properly, are recognised properly, and absolutely from that there would be a pool of people who might no longer work in a setting, who might be doing other things part-time, as you're describing in the primary system. Absolutely, but we're a long way from that. I hate to tell parents.
Do many settings have contingency plans in place, and is there not an obligation on them to try and address this?
Well, they would love to be able to address it, but unfortunately, as I said, because we don't have the fit for purpose system that we really need to have, and because we have decades of underinvestment, and because we have the ratios, what providers are forced to decide to do is to say, okay, the paramount thing is child safeguarding. I'm not allowed to operate unless I have the adult ratios. Which room am I going to close on Monday morning, and how long will I need to leave that closed? That's the obligation that's on providers that they take very, very seriously.
But so do they fully understand? And I suppose the impact it has on families when a service like this is disrupted.
Absolutely. And they would, as I said, the knot in the stomach happens from 4 o'clock on a Sunday in case they get a text message or they have to do something the next day. Now, some of them, to say, there are some settings where, just like your experience, this never happens. They're very lucky. There are other settings that, because of the way they're set up, so for example, they might be a community setting within a bigger family resource centre, for example, and they may well have the wherewithal. They may well have people who have the qualifications but are doing other things in the centre who are able to come in. But it's unusual enough. And our system, as I said, because of decades of underinvestment and particularly a lack of investment in staffing, does not allow every setting across Ireland to do that. But we do need to move towards that. We need to start treating the early years and school age care system as that in the same way as we treat primary and secondary education in so many ways, starting with addressing underinvestment.
All right. Frances Byrne, Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland. Thanks for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.